Now turn to part four. You'll hear part of a conversation in which two friends, Maria and Stuart, are discussing Maria's search for a new job. For questions 23 to 28, decide whether the opinions are expressed by only one of the speakers or whether the speakers agree. Write M for Maria, S for Stuart, or B for both where they agree. You now have 30 seconds in which to look at part four.
How's the great job hunt going there, Maria?
Not that brilliantly, actually, Stuart. I knew it wasn't going to be easy, but I didn't realise it'd take this long.
What kinds of posts are cropping up?
Well, there's all the usual stuff, office manager type of thing. But, you know, that's what I was doing in my last job, and I just got fed up with it. You see, I sort of feel I want a job with some sort of ethical dimension. I've had enough of all this corporate business somehow.
Big companies do seem horrifically greedy, don't they?
They're just interested in making a profit. I feel I want to put something back in, if you know what I mean. So I was thinking about working for a charity.
Interesting. But they must be short of funds. You don't want to end up working for peanuts in some dingy little back office somewhere with a broken down old typewriter.
Well, I wouldn't put up with that. Anyway, I think most charities seem to be pretty professional organisations these days.
I can't see myself working anywhere except the smart end of town and having a state-of-the-art computer and a photocopier that works.
The thing I'm most worried about is getting stuck with one organisation. Who knows, I might change my mind about all this and move on to something completely different, and then something else, and so on. In fact, the more I think about it, the more likely that seems.
Well, I'm not going to be in shipping forever, you know. I think we're all bound to be moving into other fields sometime in our lives. I'm certainly thinking along those lines. I just wondered, though, Maria, if you'd be able to move up the ladder in a charity as easily as in a big firm. You've got to think of your career.
I don't suppose it's much different from any other organisation. If you get on well with colleagues and managers, you stand a pretty good chance of making progress.
Mind you, I got made marketing manager last month and the boss and I have never really hit it off.
Oh, you'll have to put that right. By the way, Stuart, did you sign a contract when you started work for Transatlantic?
Oh, I didn't, actually. I don't know why. It must have been an oversight.
Doesn't sound much like you. Shouldn't you look into it? Might find you're suddenly out of a job.
I'll worry about that when it happens. You know, I almost envy you in a way. It must be quite fun knowing that there are all these opportunities out there. Somewhere there's the perfect job for you.
Suppose nobody wants me. That's more nerve-wracking than anything else.
But it'd be great to have a job you were really proud of. It says something about you, don't you think, the work you do?
I'm not too bothered about how people see me, really. What I'm concerned with is my own feeling about it, that's all.
Well, I can't wait to see what you get.
Now you'll hear part four again.
How's the great job hunt going there, Maria?
Not that brilliantly, actually, Stuart. I knew it wasn't going to be easy, but I didn't realise it'd take this long.
What kinds of posts are cropping up?
Well, there's all the usual stuff, office manager type of thing. But, you know, that's what I was doing in my last job, and I just got fed up with it. You see, I sort of feel I want a job with some sort of ethical dimension. I've had enough of all this corporate business somehow.
Big companies do seem horrifically greedy, don't they?
They're just interested in making a profit. I feel I want to put something back in, if you know what I mean. So I was thinking about working for a charity.
Interesting. But they must be short of funds. You don't want to end up working for peanuts in some dingy little back office somewhere with a broken down old typewriter.
Well, I wouldn't put up with that. Anyway, I think most charities seem to be pretty professional organisations these days.
I can't see myself working anywhere except the smart end of town and having a state-of-the-art computer and a photocopier that works.
The thing I'm most worried about is getting stuck with one organisation. Who knows, I might change my mind about all this and move on to something completely different, and then something else, and so on. In fact, the more I think about it, the more likely that seems.
Well, I'm not going to be in shipping forever, you know. I think we're all bound to be moving into other fields sometime in our lives. I'm certainly thinking along those lines. I just wondered, though, Maria, if you'd be able to move up the ladder in a charity as easily as in a big firm. You've got to think of your career.
I don't suppose it's much different from any other organisation. If you get on well with colleagues and managers, you stand a pretty good chance of making progress.
Mind you, I got made marketing manager last month and the boss and I have never really hit it off.
Oh, you'll have to put that right. By the way, Stuart, did you sign a contract when you started work for Transatlantic?
Oh, I didn't, actually. I don't know why. It must have been an oversight.
Doesn't sound much like you. Shouldn't you look into it? Might find you're suddenly out of a job.
I'll worry about that when it happens. You know, I almost envy you in a way. It must be quite fun knowing that there are all these opportunities out there. Somewhere there's the perfect job for you.
Suppose nobody wants me. That's more nerve-wracking than anything else.
But it'd be great to have a job you were really proud of. It says something about you, don't you think? The work you do?
I'm not too bothered about how people see me, really. What I'm concerned with is my own feeling about it, that's all.
Well, I can't wait to see what you get.
That's the end of part four. There'll now be a pause of 5 minutes for you to copy your answers onto the separate answer sheet. Be sure to follow the numbering of all the questions. That's the end of the test. Please stop now. Your supervisor will now collect all the question papers and answer sheets.